Militants closed down a ministry in India. Pressure on Christian groups in Kenya isn't stopping ministry expansion. And a new movie is the focus of an evangelistic initiative in the U.S. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, Hindu militant threats shuttered a literacy project to temple prostitutes in India's Karnataka state. Don Chapman with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says their team was using primers that contained scripture verses. Police reactions stunned the team.
They reacted positively and decided to let the teachers and the project managers go free. And then they warned the Hindu militant group not to disturb the project in the future.
Chapman urges prayer for their literacy teams, especially as people begin to respond to the hope of Christ.
You have a growing public attitude that is anti-conversion, even in states where the law does not exist. And so anytime where people are believing that someone is being converted, there sometimes are strong public reactions against that.
Next, non-Christian religious groups in Kenya are putting pressure on the government to repress Christian work. Despite these pressures, Wycliffe Associates is building a translation center that will help a major Bible translation initiative. Wycliffe Associates' Brent Ropp says it's called the Bantu Initiative.
This language group has over 500 languages. And these language groups are spread throughout the continent of Africa, and over 250 of these languages have no translation efforts started.
They hope to have all these translations started by 2025. Ropp says the situation's urgent in light of the HIV/AIDS pandemic.
It is one of the things that is speeding up the death of millions and millions of people. And for us, this creates an added sense of urgency.
Construction teams are needed to help build the translation center. Go to our website if you're interested. You're listening to Mission Network News. With Urbana 06, the largest student missions conference in the United States, nearing, there's a focus on global evangelism. That helps broaden the scope of non-traditional approaches and fields like the U.S. World Gospel Missions' Tim Hawk says North America has the finances, but not the manpower. But the Latin American vision created a mission sending force to be reckoned with.
In Latin America, you have a missions conference, and the young people are ready to go. And I'm talking about very well-educated college graduates, some with their master's, saying, I want to be a part of the mission force.
Hawk says it makes sense to send Latin Americans to the United States to reach the Latin American communities.
They bring with them a culture. They bring with them a language. And sometimes they live in their own communities. And we feel a little uncomfortable penetrating those communities. But our missionaries from Latin America, they're not uncomfortable doing this.
And the new movie, The Nativity Story, which tells the story of the birth of Christ, opens in theaters tomorrow. And the American Tract Society is taking advantage of this new release to share the gospel. ATS's Fern Knable says a new tract is now available to help.
This tract is actually called The Nativity Story, and that's the same name as the movie. And there's actually scenes from the movie on the front of this cover. And inside, it has actual words from the movie, and then it has the scriptures that reference the exact same part of the nativity story.
Knable says handing out culturally relevant tracts is an effective evangelistic outreach.
One of the jobs that I have here at the American Tract Society is responding to people who write to us and say, I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And through a course of a year, we get thousands of these.
Those handing them out may never know the difference they've made in someone's eternity. Go to our website if you'd like to get some. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, M&N is making available the CD, Christmas, Let the Earth Rejoice, featuring Larnell Harris and others that will keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. Keep it or give it to a friend. Get your CD at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.